Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning to talk about the local Fish to Schools program, which is kind of going to the next step, I guess. That's right, Tracy. We're going into Pacific High with Fish to Schools. Tracy Gagne is here. She's the Sitka Conservation Society Community Sustainability Organizer. Beth Short Rhodes is a volunteer with the program. And Beth, do you catch fish that go into this program too?
Well, we're mainly trollers, although my husband does some long lining, so there could be some rockfish that makes its way into the program.
Okay, but obviously you're probably somebody who cares deeply about establishing this connection in our schools.
Yep.
And then Grace Jertson, a third grader from Kiku Shaheen, is here. Sophia Danielson is here as well. Good morning. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sienna Reed, a seventh grader at Blatchley, is here as well. And they're actually kind of the beneficiaries of the program. I've been talking about Fish to Schools now, it seems like, for a year. But never once have I actually got to go over there and have those rockfish tacos. But
you're invited anytime.
Yeah, it sounds good. And also the Pacific High menu, the Pacific High program, they have an opportunity to kind of take this menu to places that are absolutely mouth-watering.
Yes, yeah, we just did it on Pacific High this month, actually, and to kick it off, the first three meals, Fish to Schools will be working with them, and the first lunch we made was Caribbean rockfish with sweet potato fries and stewed apples and wild rice. It was pretty phenomenal.
Man, that sounds so good, and in Pacific High, they're actually, the kids do the cooking. They're part of the culinary arts program.
Yeah, they're part of a culinary arts program. They get their food handler's card. And something that I think is really phenomenal about the program is that they have the skills to cook. And now that we've added on fish, they will have that knowledge that they can bring to new places and how to work with local seafood.
All right. Tracy, let's talk a minute about the connections that you have to make for this to happen. It's, I mean, people probably think, oh yeah, local seafoods in schools, you know, duh, how it's totally obvious, but it's not. I mean, you actually have to sort of connect the dots to get programs like the Pacific High Partnership to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a phenomenal relationship with the seafood processors, both Sitka Sound Seafood and the Seafood Producers Co-op, and they have donated the fish to the program. And then at Keaton Blatchley, we've been working with Nana Management Services, and they've been great and really have taken on the program and have experimented with a number of recipes. And then Pacific High has just been a really natural fit. They have so much creativity, and we're so excited to be added on. And the program really started there a couple years ago in 2010, and the first meal was prepared there because they have so much flexibility. So it's great to kind of make that full circle loop there and be working with them again.
Okay, and Beth, where do you fit into the loop?
Well, I'm a volunteer with the program, and I was in the original group that started the program, got the program started as a result of the Health Summit in 2010. And so right now, I kind of lend a hand whenever Tracy needs some help. I am a fisherman as well. I don't think we've had much salmon enter the program. But really, I'm behind the program because, we made the decision to move to Sitka, move our family here, not so that we could get frozen meals from a box store. But because we wanted to partake of all of the amazing local foods that we have here, the seafood and venison and the berries and that kind of thing. And it seems like that the children in our community should be among the first to enjoy this incredibly healthy food that we have at our disposal.
Yeah, hear, hear. Yeah, children and their parents.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it's an incredible resource, and it's nice that the effort is being made to kind of put it where it counts. Let's talk to the girls a minute. They're actually going to be dining with the fishermen.
Yeah,
this week,
next Wednesday, or this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Sophia, do you when it's a fish in schools day? Do you usually get the fish?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, why?
I get it because it's fresh and local.
Yeah. Does it I don't know. I guess I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but is it pretty good? Is it any different than a regular school lunch?
It's way better, and it tastes fresh.
All right. How about you, Sienna? What do you think about the local seafood lunch?
I like them a lot, and they just taste so much better than the lunches that they usually have at school.
What do you get exactly? I mean, when I was your age, I grew up in the Midwest, and fish used to be kind of, I don't know, it was not very appealing. What kind of things are you getting at school?
We get fish tacos, and they're made of local fish, and you can put on your own toppings and stuff.
Okay, so fish tacos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have that at our house. We like that. How about you, Grace? Do you get the fish lunch when you get a chance?
Yes.
And what do you like about it?
I like that it's kind of better because it's really fresh. You right. know where it's coming from, so right. you can eat it.
Does your family fish, Grace?
Yes.
What do you guys catch?
We catch black cod, halibut, salmon, shrimp.
All right. So you know about the catching end of
yeah.
this fish. And when you have lunch in schools, do you ever look across the table at your friends and say, this might have come off our boat?
I have never said that.
You could.
I guess it's possible. Yeah, so there's going to be kind of a Valentine's Day event involving some of the fishermen. Do fishermen know, Tracy, if they're catching fish that's included in this program, or is it somehow lost in just the fish all mixed together at the processing plant?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think most of the fish, it's donated from the processor, so I think it kind of gets lost in terms of, you know, who specifically caught the fish that ended up at the school. So, you know, in honor of that general population of fishermen, we're having a special lunch this Wednesday to honor our local fishermen and as a way to say thank you for their involvement in the program. And so we've invited fishermen to both Keat and Blatchley schools, and they'll sit down and have a meal with the students. There's going to be breaded and baked rockfish with Parmesan, so fillets this week. And so they'll be sitting down and having lunch with the students, and they'll tell stories, and, you know, they're open to questions, and I think some of them are even going to bring in some props or slideshows and things like that to get kids really excited about the fish. And it's an opportunity to learn about, you know, what exactly they're eating.
Okay, and the kids are going to have Valentine's for the
I fisher- hope so. It's my request. I really would love to see students bring in Valentine's to the fishermen. So I've put that request out there to the teachers, to the schools, and so we'll see what happens.
Sophia, are you going to write a Valentine to a fisherman?
I don't know.
What would you say? Sienna, what would a Valentine to a fisherman sound like? Oh, you've got one.
Yeah.
Written down. All right.
Happy Valentine's Day to my Uncle Mo and the Cloud Nine for sharing salmon with us, and also my Aunt Karen, who gives us halibut cheeks.
Oh, all right. Awesome.
All right. You've got a family connection, too, fishing. Sophia, are you from a fishing family as well?
Yes.
All right. So, well, your Valentine might be personal like that also.
It would be like, Happy Valentine's, Dad. Thank you for the awesome commercially caught fish.
All right.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Tracy, it's partly about eating. It's partly about establishing the connection with the processors,
yes.
But you're also actively going into schools and
yes.
doing an education program too.
Yeah, we are. We did a program with the third graders, and we're about to start one with the seventh graders this week. And we trace the fish from stream to plate. And so we talk about fishing methods, and we invite local fishermen into the classroom. We also talk about traditional harvests, and we'll have a few Alaska Natives in the classroom. We'll talk about processing, and actually each seventh grader will get to fillet a salmon this year, and they're going to get to tour the either Sitka Sound Seafoods or Seafood Producers Co-op. Half of the students will go to each one. and they'll get to cook with Colette, Chef Colette from Ludwig's Bistro. And we'll also talk about conservation sustainability, which is a really fundamental part of the organization that I work, the Sitka Conservation Society, and we'll also invite the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to do a talk about sustainable harvesting.
All right. So, Grace, somebody came to your class? Tom Gamble came to your class?
Uh-huh.
And what did he do?
He filleted a fish.
Yeah. And then did you cook it up and eat it?
No.
No.
We did try things, though, right, that time? Do you remember what we tried?
We tried spread and plain just cooked salmon. And then we tried salmon jerky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we learned about how fish can be stored. And so we tried the spread, which was made out of canned salmon. And we tasted jerky, which had been smoked and dried. And we also got to cook just fresh salmon, actually in a bentwood box.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Grace, you don't ever get you must have a lot of fish at home, right?
Well, yeah.
And so you don't get so tired of fish that you don't mind eating it at school, too?
I don't have fish that much at home.
Okay.
And I eat almost every time I eat the fish to school's lunches.
I suddenly remembered what I had for lunch in school back in Oklahoma. It was fish sticks with ketchup, and there was Brussels sprouts, too.
That's a tough sell.
It put me off fish for a long time.
Oh, no. Well, we're hoping to do it right here.
All right. So it's this is third year for Fish in Schools program.
I would say this is really the second year.
Second year.
Really the first full school year. Okay. So we did start with Blatchley in 2010, and then this year we added on Keat full-time, so two times a month at both schools, and then just this month we've added on Pacific.
In 2 years, Sienna and Zofia are going to be in high school, and we don't have a Fish in Schools program yet in high school. Is that going to be a problem when you have kids who've been kind of conditioned?
I really would like to see it in the high school, and that's a conversation that we're starting to have with NANA Management Services, and I think that if we can get a number of students showing excitement, it'll happen. We're just interested in how that off-campus lunch is going to look, but it's definitely a goal of the program.
Okay. If somebody wants to find out more about this, what we've been talking about today, what should they do?
They can contact me, and they can call the Sitka Conservation Society at 747-7509 or email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at sitkawild.org.
All right. Tracy Gagneau is the Sitka Conservation Sustainability Organizer. Beth Short-Rhodes is a volunteer with the program and a fisherman.
Yeah.
I like to say fisherman. If you're a fisherman, you're a fisherman. That's fine. And Grace Jurtson is a third grader at Keat Gushiheen. Sophia Danielson, a sixth grader at Blatchley. Sienna Reed, a seventh grader at Blatchley. We've been talking about the Fish to Schools program. There's going to be a special Valentine's luncheon for fishermen this Wednesday in Keat Gushiheen and Blatchley.
You got it.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning,
everybody. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.